He shall give testimony of me, and you shall give testimony. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have today the votive Mass of the Blessed Trinity, when our Lord ascended into heaven to be with his Father. He didn't leave his disciples here on earth as orphans, but gave them Holy Ghost, also called the Paraclete, both as a defender and the one who gives testimony about him. This doctrine of the triune God is called the Most Holy Trinity, and has been and is the religious doctrine which has been and still does stir much resistance and ridicule. I tell you today about one of the great European defenders of the Catholic doctrine of Holy Trinity, Blessed Peter Gonzales, who died on this day in the year 1246. He is one of those saints who have never been formally canonized, but the Pope has granted the permission in Europe to venerate him as a saint. So there he is generally called Saint Peter Gonzales. Saint Peter was born in the Kingdom of Leon, Spain, in the year 1190. Through the influence of his family, he entered very early into the service of the Church. But he was first very worldly prelate, who liked wealth and great pomp. But as often happens, God made a trick on him to put an end into his pride. Young Peter was riding one day when, by a false step of his prancing horse, he fell headlong to the ground, right into a sinkhole. This was the moment in which God was pleased to strike his proud heart. This humiliation made the young ecclesiastic enter into himself and with remorse to condemn his own vanity and fondness of appraisal. Saint Peter then retired to solitude, practicing strict fast and prayer. He became quickly a new man in Christ, recollected, penitent, meek, and humble. He then joined the Dominicans and was ordered by his superiors to employ his talents in the ministry of preaching, to which he consecrated the whole remainder of his life, to the great advantage of innumerable souls. After Saint Peter passed the good part of the night in holy meditation, he spent the whole day in instructing the faithful. The greatest sinners melted into tears at his sermons and cast themselves at his feet in a spirit of sorry and penance. Saint Peter Gonzales burned with an ardent desire to preach the great truths of the faith to the poor and the peasants. Neither mountains nor places of the most difficult access, nor the ignorance and brutality of the people, could suppress his courage. Under these fatigues and troubles, his refreshment was prayer. He appeared everywhere as a new apostle. Once in Galicia, the number of his listeners obliged him to preach on a great plain in the open fields. Suddenly, a violent storm arose with wind, thunder, and lightning, and his whole audience began to be scared and wanted to leave for safety from the storm. But Saint Peter convinced them to stay and by prayer appeased the tempest. All places around them were deluged, but not a drop fell on the auditory of Saint Peter. The number of conversions which God did through the ministry of Saint Peter Gonzales in Spain had King Ferdinand III make him his court preacher, not only in court itself, but at the king's battlefields as well. The king had Saint Peter always present at his discourses, whether made to the generals, courtiers, or to soldiers. And this holy man, by his prayers and exhortations, reformed the quite corrupt manners of both the troops and the court. The saint accompanied Ferdinand in all his expeditions against the Islamic Moors, particularly in the siege and taking of Cordoba in the year 1236. The taking of this city of Cordoba, which was one of the chief cities of the Moors in Spain, was a great victory for Christians, and naturally some over-eager soldiers, they were inclined to make a terrible retribution to the lost Moorish soldiers. But Saint Peter moderated the zeal of the conquerors and saved the lives of many enemies. He also purified the mosques and converted them to churches. The great and magnificent mosque of Cordoba, which had been most famous of all Spain, now became the cathedral church. We can today again see in this one of God's great saints the great effect of the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost. The greatest defense you can in our days give to the true religion is keeping it strictly and uncompromisingly. By adhering to the words of the preacher, you become the living example about the truth of his message. False religions can never gain victory over earth, for those who hear the word of God and believe it will remain until the end of the world a living testimony of God's truth. And this testimony never wears out, but the Holy Ghost is just a strong defender about our Lord Jesus as he was during the times of the apostles. God bless you in the name of the Father and